There you go.
I'm Kitty Hogan. And what?
It's dope. What are you listening to?
And I'm listening to Beyond the Marble. I'm listening? Wait, I'm listening to it?
You're telling people what they're listening to.
And you're listening.
Yeah. Okay, you can do it again. Go ahead.
I'm Katie Hogan, and you're listening to Beyond the Barbell.
Okay. All right. Welcome back to Beyond the Barbell. I'm Blair Morrison.
And I am Ben Alderman, and we are at the CrossFit Games sitting here with Alexander LaChance, an All-American gymnast and also a Games athlete from 2014, and her partner in crime, I guess I'd say, this weekend, Katie Hogan, pretty much the inventor of the booty shorts. What's up, ladies?
Hello. Hi.
So, you guys having fun out here?
Yes. Sorry, Katie's texting.
Katie, put your phone away.
It's we just get started.
Oh, we're together. She's not a professional. She
needs a Mark Procord, and I'm making sure it gets to her.
Wow.
Did you ask us if we were having fun?
Yeah, we want to know, like, are you guys enjoying yourself out here, you know? Sometimes it's hard for people to spectate, you know?
It's fun, but at the same time, it's like every event is kind of sad to watch because I miss it. But then it, like, I just want to take that sadness and bring it to my training and then just be that much more motivated.
Sadness.
Take my sadness to my training.
Yeah, it sounds awesome.
We're going to look at each other on Monday and be like, sadness. Remember the sadness and be motivated.
Channel it.
Fueled by sadness.
That's great.
That
okay,
totally
so.
Be your thing.
Which event has made you the saddest so far?
The squat clean ladder looked really fun.
The squat clean
ladder?
You would
have dominated that.
That looked fun. Yeah. They all look fun. I mean,
you were talking about like a regional, the snatch ladder looked like
this. Snatch ladder made me really sad because I love snatches. And then there's a 280-foot handstand walk. That also makes me really sad.
Did you say like that? That's your strength, though. I mean, you just said you love the heavy lifting, but you're an All-American gymnast. So,
yeah, I like anything that involves technique. So with the lifting, I love that mostly. I think because it involves so much technique. But then the gymnastics, like handstands, it's just I've done that my whole life, so I feel more comfortable.
So like just the straight grunt work, not your thing, not your favorite.
Right. So like running 7K, very much not my thing. Very much. Like fat kid runner, not good.
Good thing it's Katie's thing, right?
Yeah, I love that kind of
she
thing.
She used to be a marathoner.
Yeah, marathon I did. I ran
runner.
A marathon. Blair thinks he's being funny, but I really did.
We've covered that multiple times on the show. And
he's like, I'm not being funny.
Blair researched it, and he couldn't find documentation anywhere of you.
Yeah, I haven't found documentation about you telling me I've had extreme weight loss either. So.
Well, 43 pounds. I mean,
you've had extreme head gaining.
Yeah, well, you've lost 43 pounds. My head's gotten bigger.
I haven't.
Yeah.
No, it's no good. I haven't.
You look great. You look great. You're beaming today.
I hate you. Well, listen to him.
You're 2 weeks out from your wedding, so you should be in, like, dress mode.
Right? Dress
mode.
What are you trying to say? She's not in dress mode right now?
Seriously. My dress is pretty much 100% spandex.
That's awesome.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Did you ask Reebok to shorten the inseam?
I wanted to. It is. It's like super, like, I could squat in it. I did when it was like the demo model, and the ladies got really scared. I was like, Mom, look! Did like a full ass grass squat in my dress. So the ladies were like, oh my God, no! Oh, okay.
It works.
Yeah. Well, I think that's probably just coming natural to you being like the L1 seminar staff demo girl for so many years on the box in front
pretty
of
pretty much yeah that's yeah you stand up on a little podium when you try on a dress and I was like I do this on the weekend, it's not a big deal,
right.
Except I'm in this extra fabric.
So I heard there was somebody getting married on the workout floor later this
Reebok's
week.
Yeah, Reebok's doing that.
Yeah,
that? No.
Yeah, there's
they
people
call it
getting
wad
married.
Wedding.
Yeah,
yeah.
Why didn't you and Jesse do that?
I don't know. We don't. He's not a CrossFitter, maybe.
Oh, so if he CrossFitted, you guys would be up for that?
No. Ben, are you trying to get out of coming to my wedding?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No, I'm so looking
Blair
forward to
Blair already did. He's going to be like in another country.
No,
or are you still in America?
RSVP'd and Alaska. I just go where Steph tells me. So.
Practically another country. Alex won't be there.
Don't look at me because I won't be there.
Alex will be at Grid.
Only because they moved it up a week. They moved it last minute.
She's in like
the All-Star. Wow. What team are you on?
Brawlers.
Brawlers!
I'm nervous because they've never lost. They're undefeated.
Were you not on that team before?
I was on the Rise before.
Ooh,
for the last
free agent
years.
Acquisition off season.
Oh yeah.
Is that why you're moving?
No.
Boo.
No. Moving is unrelated, but also it's for training, but not for Grid. just for CrossFit training.
Well, let's go into that a little bit. You just moved out to California not too long ago.
Yeah.
Now tell people why you came to California and why you're leaving.
My boyfriend's my coach. We are both ready kind of for a change, coming from Arizona, and we both had job opportunities in California. And we're both at kind of in a point in our lives where we can pretty much just pack up and move at any time. Like, we don't really have anything holding us back. So we're like, hey, why not? Like, there's a gym to train at. There's jobs to make money. Let's just, like, go and see what it's like. And it was fun. Like, we obviously made amazing friends. Like, Katie and Jesse are the bestest. But for training, I know the level of CrossFit right now is so high that I really need to be surrounded by people that want to go back. You know, like, that want to go to the games. And there's an awesome gym that in Texas that there's like 14 people that are just training at the same time, and it's just a really good environment. And Keegan has the opportunity to help train them, so it kind of just works out really well for the both of us.
How did you hear about it?
One of his clients and one of the girls I used to train with in Arizona is the head coach for them, and so we just kind of knew about it through that. They invited me out there for a training camp, and I just loved every second of it. Like, everyone kicked my ass. I don't know if I can say that word. Sorry. Everyone was amazing, and I was like, oh, I want to be surrounded by this every single day. And it's just, it's really cool. They all come in at 11:30 every day, and the coach warms everyone up. Everyone does everything together, and it's just, like, structured and, like, really good, fresh energy. And, like, I want to be around that.
But it's in Texas.
But it is in Texas. But it's going to be cheaper. So right now we're paying like $2,200 to live in like a closet. I have like a 300-pound boyfriend and like 200 pounds of dogs. We don't fit in that apartment. So now we're going to pay like $1,000 for a four-bedroom
house.
You must
have an enormous bed. For all
price
that.
Per pound, that's pretty good.
We have two queens together, pushed together.
How insane is that? We just found that last night. I looked at Jesse. I'm like, we need to step up our game big time.
It pretty much takes up the whole room, but it's like one massive bed, and it's awesome.
Okay, where in Texas is this?
It's Belton, Texas. It's, I don't really know
where.
That's
where Phoenix is from.
Yeah? Really? Yeah. It's like an hour and a half from Austin.
Yeah, Phoenix. Sweet. Phoenix lives there.
Producer
That's
Phoenix.
Crazy.
Producer Phoenix, yeah. So do you think you want to be back in that environment because you're kind of used to it from maybe collegiate sports and having that kind of
So in gymnastics, my mom was my coach, and we lived above the gym, and I trained by myself. So I trained literally in an empty gym, and I think it's – and I made it work, and I
so
was
– So it's the anti that, basically.
Yeah, I was really successful like that, but it's – I think after a certain point and, like, coming back from an injury, like, I don't know that I can push hard enough by myself. Like, I need to see people beating me. Or I want to see people beating me. And it's just not easy to come in during, like, in an empty gym and just, like, grind for 4 hours. I don't know. It's just, I think some people are great at that. I think, like, my time for doing that is done. Like, I want to be around people. I want to enjoy training and, like, be around people that I like. And there's just, like, a lot of good people there. A lot of fun people.
She doesn't like me
Whatever.
Enough.
I only get Katie for, like, an hour a day. Like, so it's
true. Our schedules don't always match up. So when we train together, we're like, this.
We, like, savor it, but it's just not enough time.
Well, I saw you shaking your head, like, in agreement with her.
Absolutely.
Like, I mean, is it hard for you to train
without any... Yeah, I got so burnt out on training alone all last year and the year before that. I could practically go, you know, the entire week and never have a training partner. But at the end or the middle of last year, I got a little bit more regular training partners with a couple of the guys at the gym, but... They weren't trying to be competitors. They were just being good friends to me, really. And they would endure just so that I wouldn't be alone. And that was awesome.
Out of friendship, not like because they wanted to.
No interest in being competitors. Alex was injured at the time, so she wouldn't have been able to jump in even if she wanted to. But I just got so burnt out. I don't know about you guys. Like, training alone to me is so mentally draining.
I mean, I definitely prefer to train with other people.
Yeah.
But I train I feel alone like 90% of the time, I feel like, right now.
But Ben trains with his kids most of the time.
Yeah, training at home. Yeah. I know. Ever since, like, regionals ended, I kept wanting to train with the girls just in the garage just for fun.
Yeah.
I feel like we see most people moving in CrossFit. You see athletes moving to other areas to be on a specific team.
Yeah.
But I think on some level, that's they're looking for that same camaraderie that you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you're going, Alex, you're going to Belton to be an individual.
Yes.
Right? And does that mean all the rest of those people that you're training with are also striving to be individuals?
They've never made it to regionals. They were like one spot away last year. They're super talented and super hardworking. They just have some holes. They don't have the technique for some gymnastics yet, so they're not really the most efficient for the gymnastics. They'll probably go team. But the way it works is, like, we'll warm up together. We'll have our own, like, strength and accessory stuff, but then we'll WOD together. So you'll always have people to compete against for the WOD, which is what I really miss.
Wait, how you say you went there and they all beat you down?
Yeah,
She's coming back from injury. She hasn't been training.
Oh, okay.
Alex is still coming back to full force.
I've been, like, training for real for, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, like, added box jumps back in a week and a half ago.
What injury are we dealing with here?
So last year at ECC's, I hurt my back, and it was right before the Open started, so I didn't really have any opportunity to take time off, and then just kind of wore a belt for literally everything. Tried to not squat a lot, pull a lot. But just kind of grinded through, like, regionals, and it was terrible. And then, like, grinded through grid, and then went into the American Open. And then over Christmas break, I just came home from a workout one day and got stuck, like, bent over for 7 days. Like, couldn't, like, roll over in bed for a couple months. Couldn't lift my leg off the ground. Couldn't even, like, try to jump. So it was, like, a bulging disc, but I had pushed it for, like, a year and a half. It was to the point where, like, it was a couple weeks before the Open, and I couldn't do, like, any movement. Couldn't even, like, put on my own clothes. Like, it was awful. Couldn't shower. It was super.
She was pretty gross and naked all the time.
Gross and naked.
Their faces, like, Ben and Blair, like, oh my God.
They're like, we're intrigued. Tell us more about gross.
What else could you not do? Like, holy crap.
Yeah. It was
useless. Cool. Totally, completely useless.
It was rough. Like, I couldn't even coach for a couple weeks. Like, I couldn't even stand. It was awful. So it was just a back injury that would have been okay if I had taken last year off, but then I pushed it for so long, and grid's very demanding if you're a barbell cycler and gymnast, and it's just a lot. It's a lot on your body, so.
Is grid right now like a nice icing on top of the cake, and the real goal is the games, or how do you balance that?
Games is the number one goal. I didn't even plan on doing. I planned on being hurt all through the summer. I didn't know when I was going to get healthy. So when the coach from the Brawlers hit me up, I was like, I can't even do like a kipping pull up right now or a toes to bar. But if I'm healthy in time for the season, I'd love to be on your team. But like, I haven't even done anything. So the fact that I am healthy enough to, like, pull my weight and do my gymnastics right now with, like, 2 weeks to the grid is, I'm, like, shocked. My coach did an amazing job keeping me healthy and strong without actually, like, moving a barbell. So now it's kind of just the matter of, like, rebuilding the engine, because I couldn't do reps of anything, so I had zero engine. So, but, yeah, games is the goal. Grid is just really fun. So.
Katie, for you, what is your focus this year? Are you losing one of your training partners that you get to train with for an hour a day? But she's stinky and gross and naked most of the time.
Yeah,
anyway,
she was the mostly useless.
Right. So, what are your goals as we?
I mean, it's kind of tough to say. I have a lot of different ideas myself as a coach. Kind of trying to fulfill that role, and been taking on a lot of coaching outside of the gym with different high school teams, different sports, and training athletes there. Just want to make sure I can keep expanding my reach. So I've been doing a little more level one and level two seminars. And, you know, my passion is helping people. I want to make sure that keeps happening. I don't know if I'll ever really want to give up on being an athlete. I think you guys can relate to that. It's just so, it's a part of who you are. But then there's another part of me that feels like it's okay to not be a part of the games in the way that I always wanted every single year. I think I can accept that and move on. But I don't really want to just say goodbye to training and competing. I mean, it's so much a part of the culture.
Well, there seems like there's so many more options to compete now. Like, you can do a very high regionals level competition multiple times throughout the year.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And you don't have to go to the Open to do it.
Exactly. Because that's the thing I hate the most, the Open.
Oh, the Open. The Open is a rough time with Katie.
Oh my God, I hate it. If I never do it again, it'll be too soon.
Well, you will do it again.
I will. I'll always do it. And that's the thing, is I would never, and that's, I always say that, but I would never not do it, because I truly love and believe in CrossFit. And I think that participating in something like that is such a great thing for everyone. Like, this is the first year my parents both did it. They were both in scaled masters, but I was so proud that they signed up and full on showed up every week and did it. And I'm like, that's why I'm never going to stop doing it.
Do you think you could talk a little bit to our listeners about what it's like to be on the Level 1 staff, some of the seminars that you do?
Yeah.
Because I mean, you travel a lot. And,
yep.
And some people are doing it every single weekend as their full-time job.
Yep.
But like maybe give them a little window into what that's like, what parts are truly fun and what parts are difficult.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty demanding in terms of like how much energy you have to give away to others throughout the day. It's a very selfless job. You have to make sure that you're ready to make the participant experience the number one focus for, you know, both days constantly. So you get there early before the seminar and you're already on. You got to be turned on and ready to go. There's no yawning and waking up and getting ready to start class kind of grace period. You're already smiles and how was your night and what can I do for you today? And throughout, you know, giving lectures or breakout groups, same thing. You've got to be the best version of yourself, the sort of most energetic and on version of yourself as a coach, and you have to be sort of part of the team. So it can't just be so wrapped up in your own world and everyone paying attention to you. You got to be thinking about the team of other trainers that you're there working with. And so it's a balancing act, but I've done it for the last 5 years and I love it. It's a blast. I love getting to feel reinvigorated about CrossFit every time I give a seminar. And I've heard the same lectures of these seminars, I mean, hundreds of times. And it doesn't grow old for me. It's almost like it ingrains it on a deeper level every time.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I've wondered that. We went and redid ours.
That's
Ben
right.
And I both did.
Yeah,
you were there.
I was there. On the box.
On the box.
On
demoing.
The box. Demoing.
I was, but I always felt like to be on seminar staff must be a little bit like being a professional musician, where you're going on tour and you're playing the same songs
right.
over and over and over again. And I always
look. You gotta play it like it's fresh every night, right?
How is this guy so into this song? Like, does it still really mean that much to him?
Right.
You know?
You better love what you do, right?
You better love
it.
Totally.
You, right? I think that's a very good analogy. I like that. I might steal that. And absolutely. But I mean, if we could steal that and do the same thing at our own gyms when we're teaching the push press for the kajillionth time, and we can turn it on like and put the passion behind it that, you know, we did when we first learned about it, and be like, you don't even know, when you get this down you're gonna be throwing away. And it's like, I think a lot of coaches forget that, and I think the cool thing about re-upping your level one or going to a new seminar, it can help reignite that.
Yeah, it just dawned on me, because I've gone through plenty of coaching sessions with people at my gym, and I am most on when there's a new person in the class.
Totally.
Do you feel like that?
Yeah.
So with the
absolutely.
Level one, that probably makes it a lot easier to be on, because you don't know these people.
You get a lot. Of, yeah,
it's
and
new to
a
them.
New face to you. And even if they have a CrossFit experience, this is a new environment for them. Yeah.
When you show up and you guys all fly in from different places, right? And then you guys all get to the gym. What's it like as far as the cohesiveness, right, with the actual seminar group? You know,
yeah.
Is that pretty easy to just have?
You know, it's a really cool thing. We sort of bring each other up through the ranks. So I, as having been on staff as long as I have, I've also got to be have shadows who are potential trainers to be come through and work under me. So you don't just, you know, send in a resume and get hired. You have to go and sort of train along with the red shirts, and through that becomes the hiring process. So a lot of us can almost give the thumbs up or thumbs down behind the scenes to Dave and Nicole. Of course, ultimately, they're in charge. But because of that it's a network of like-minded individuals and like sort of personalities, it's not very clicky. It's not very, you know, it's not tough to get along with people. There's a similar sort of pervasive, we're all going to pull our weight. We're all going to see what you can do. Here's a tip of how to do it next time. And great job, great lecture. And just everyone, I think, gets along really well. I mean, there's really not those, you know, butting head types of personalities.
Are there any female Flowmasters?
Yeah, there's actually a lot. It used to be a more rare thing, but there's a ton. Miranda Oldroyd is one. Nadia Shatila out of Seattle, Washington. Oh, yeah, in the house. Tons of them, actually. They're E.C. Sinkowski. God, I'm going to have to start naming all of them.
That's pretty good. You gave us a few examples.
They're really all over, yeah. And then now, since we have such a broader international staff, there's even more in other countries as well. So,
Yeah. So you get to coach on the weekends, and I know No Pants, you're coaching remotely a lot of people too, right?
Yeah, I do that, and then I do gymnastics seminars on the weekends.
Seminars.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you do those?
All over. So far, everything's been in the U.S., but I've cut it down to, like, no more than two every month because there's 1 month I did, like, four of them, and I almost died. I was kept going from, like, coast to coast, and it was – I hated my life. But, yeah, so I coach a couple classes during the week at a CrossFit gym – or at – well, CSC right now. I probably won't coach in Texas. And then, yeah, on the weekends, I do the gymnastics seminars. And I put them together, so it's not through CrossFit. It's just kind of just, like, what I've seen.
Is it titled, like, No Pants Gymnastics?
It should be, right? Would I probably get more sign-ups?
That's amazing. Yeah. Who doesn't want to learn how to do No Pants Gymnastics?
I can't imagine.
I know, man. I was losing on so much business. I didn't even know.
Rebrand
that. Who's doing
that.
Your marketing? Who's doing your marketing?
Keegan, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what, though?
He should know.
If you're doing those all the time, Texas is a good spot to fly from, right?
Yeah. Exactly. And there's a lot of gyms in Texas already that I'll probably be able to do seminars at without even having to fly. Right. It's just...
No. What does the seminar look like? How long is it?
So it's 5 hours. It's a little bit longer or shorter depending on the participation of the athletes. There's some times where I've gone 7 hours because people just kept asking questions and wanted to keep, like, showing things, and I will go as long as...
Get it together, Katie.
Depending on how much they want to do, I'll just go as long as they want to. And then the shortest would be like 5 hours, but we cover every single gymnastics movement, starting from like the breakdown of a kip all the way to muscle up at the very end. And I've kind of added on a little bit every single time I've done it, because with new athletes, I've seen like new mistakes that people are doing or new like places where people are lacking that it wouldn't even have occurred to me to ever focus on. But the more I do, I feel like the better it gets, just because I experience more people with different issues, or, you know. So, yeah, it's really fun. And Keegan comes with me, and it's a good time. We have fun.
What gymnastics do you make him do?
Before we started dating, he's like, yeah, I can do, like, 7 muscle-ups in a row. And he was, like, 280. I was like, there's no way. Like, he's just saying this because he wants to, like,
take
show
you out.
Off.
Yeah.
No, he did, like, 7 muscle-ups in a row, and it was incredible and very graceful. And then he did, like, 2 handstand push-ups and almost broke his neck. But the muscle-ups were super legit.
Yeah, right.
But he used to CrossFit. So he was, like, he's 280-pounder. But, like, grace, like, pretty legit. And then he got into Highland Games, put on some weight for that. Because, obviously, the bigger you are, the more powerful you are. He's still really fast. And now he does powerlifting where he sits around, like, 300, 303, 304.
Hence the two beds pushed together situation.
Yeah, but we also have, so it's like Keegan, and then there's a 100-pound ridgeback in the middle of us who like tries to keep me as far away from him as possible, and then there's me on the other side.
You got to fight the ridgeback to get...
I don't even fight. She's so strong. She just like straightens out everything and pushes against me, and I'm like, you can have him. Yeah. Fine. I had him all day. He's all yours tonight.
So you guys both have 300-pound-plus boyfriends.
What? Jesse's not big.
How big is Jesse?
Like 280.
So okay. Jesse actually looks little compared to Keegan when they stand next to each other.
Well, Keegan's so tall.
And everyone looks little compared to Mark Bell right now.
Oh, Mark Bell's really big right
now.
Did
you see my Instagram post next to him?
Yeah, that was great.
He's so big.
His arm is like the size of my torso.
I know, it's unreal.
In that picture.
He just keeps eating.
We're trying to figure out a solution.
That bench,
he wants
right?
to do the podcast, but he can't sit on that stool, and he won't stand up for the entire podcast, so we're trying to fabricate something out of these pallets, but we'll figure it out.
That should work.
Yeah. Do you guys talk about that, like what it's like to have like giant boyfriends?
I don't think we've ever discussed it. We just like take it for granted, and we're just like, well, this is our lives.
They're normal size to us.
I know. I can't.
CrossFit body is a small body, and they're normal.
Yeah, CrossFitters are little.
Well, I get told that just about every time on this show.
Whatever. Right. You're 190 solid, Blair.
So solid.
Probably like 187.
190 solid. But maybe I'm a little dehydrated today.
There it is.
It's possible.
And there it is.
We'll have to get on the scale tonight.
So you guys have your own podcast?
Yes, we do.
We need to talk about this a little bit.
Yeah. Maybe you're on our podcast right now and you don't even know it.
Yeah, right?
Psych.
Well played.
Yeah,
well played.
Really, really good. So what is the No Pants Side Pony podcast
experience? It's really
like
just us sitting at my kitchen table.
Being awkward and having our...
Trying to get Alex to snort.
Yes.
So when you laugh, you snort? Is that right?
Yeah. If it's genuine, she does.
Yeah.
We've had, like, how many guests? We've had maybe 5 guests, and then a few we've done on our own.
We've had, like, 3 guests.
Do we not?
Oh, Jesse counts as one. Keegan counts as one.
Keegan, Jesse.
Okay, so we've had 5. They're all our friends, like, and we force them to do it.
Friends, my mom. No, I'm just kidding. But, like, it's more fun when we have another person there to make fun of. But then, we kind of just talk about our experiences, rehabbing injury, balancing coaching, like, lifestyle with training lifestyle, recovery stuff. I don't know what else.
And like, it's been different kind of athletes, like different sports. Yeah. So learning about how their sports are so different from ours, how their training is so different.
Yeah.
We had Highland Games thrower. We had powerlifters, CrossFitters in the form of Jackie Perez.
Okay.
Professional partiers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Professional exerciser abroad.
The reason I ask you is because I'm worried with this move for your fans. Right, you guys have fans, lots of fans.
So many,
we have like 5.
Right,
so many followers, a dozen fans.
So many fans. What are you guys gonna do? I mean, what's gonna happen here?
I think I'm gonna Skype my face in.
Yeah, that would be nice if we could Skype her face in and like keep it alive. But
you don't have to say Skype her face in because you just say Skype.
Really?
Yeah.
Skype her face in. I feel like it makes more sense. You can really get a visual.
Skype my face in.
Yeah.
We Skype her no pants in.
Skype her no pants in.
Could get some viewers.
That would.
I don't know. I feel like we're going to definitely try it. I think it's hard because you guys know what it's like. Have you ever done one solo? Or do you guys always make sure you're both in the room?
No, Blair's done a couple solo.
Okay.
And
I feel like
the
energy changes. The dynamic is different.
Yeah.
So.
I know it's lame. I feel like with 2 people, though, Blair kind of brings me down. So it's frustrating, you know.
I'm
so
sure
I figure if I could do it solo, like on the regular.
Fueled by the sadness.
Yeah.
You can be like JT breaking away from NSYNC.
Yeah, and that was a great move for him.
It was a great move.
Right?
In any sort of metaphor with this, I would be JT, not Ben.
I knew that was coming.
See how
Blair, I'm the JT.
I'm way more JT.
Well, you could tell by
that
comment.
What are you, Lance?
He is.
He's more Lance.
He is. That's great. That's perfect.
You're more Lance Bass.
Yeah.
Who is a cool dude? He was just on with the Hollywood Squares the other night.
He's a cool dude.
You know, the more I look at him, he totally is a Lance Bass.
For sure. He had the biggest head in NSYNC.
I actually get that a lot.
Absolutely.
Yeah, people are like, dude, you look like Lance Bass. No, I never have gotten that. But
yeah, you do.
Yeah,
you
I get
dark
that.
Dark
hair,
and, Lance
I look
Bass.
Like Steph Curry and Will Smith as well.
Really?
I get that a lot, yeah.
Like their love child?
Yeah, I'm like Will Smith, bro. You look like just like him. Okay, thanks.
But you guys have super fans, right? I mean, we saw a girl come up and like was crying that you're leaving.
Sobbing.
I mean,
I'm sure we have some people that listen to it.
Did you factor it in when you were going to move, like the podcast? Did you have to factor that in and like really count the cost there?
No, we kind of, I was like, oh, hey, I'm moving in like 2 weeks. And then we're like, oh, the podcast.
It's over.
Yeah, it's
collateral.
But you know what? We haven't even really got, like, we were talking initially that we were going to Skype in different athletes. So we didn't even get to practice that. So I don't know how it's going to be to Skype in a host. But we will give it a go.
Maybe just a couple reunion shows, maybe?
Yeah.
Like a few?
I mean, do you think Reebok would want to put another booth on the other side right here? And of us being like dueling podcasts?
No, probably not.
Don't even think about it.
Okay,
probably
then
not.
Maybe just a much bigger stand right in front of yours. One of you better get shorter shorts is all I'm saying.
I want to talk about maybe not your podcast fans, but your guys' fans in general. And like kind of the way you guys as athletes and like fitness celebrities interact with them. Like, how has that evolved over, the last, I don't know, Katie, for you? Gosh, you've been here forever.
So old.
You know, it's just ancient.
You got tons of support when you lost all the weight.
I hate you.
Oh, gosh.
He thinks he's so funny. I wasn't ever that big. I think it's great. I love when people bump into me and ask, like, take a picture or remember the old Valley Gang or anything like that. That's, to me... the best part of getting to different events like this. Of course, the CrossFit Games being the biggest one, but, you know, regionals. It happens all the time, and even at, like, more obscure, you know, like now that Wadapalooza's gotten so big and there's all the other ones around the country, I think it's awesome.
Well, you guys interact with them on social media as well, throughout, like, without the events.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, I try to put out different challenges or, like, get their feedback on, like, you know, what do they, it seems like to me a lot of my followers, I don't want to say fans, that sounds really weird, followers maybe, they really appreciate the coaching tips from, even from a coaching perspective. Like, they'll be like, oh, I'm going to use that for my athletes, not even necessarily for themselves. So I love that. I'm going to try to be more regular with putting up even just like the shortest 15 second clip about any move, yeah, you pick the movement and just give them a little quick fix or something.
I tried to do that with like Handstand Club and Operation Plan.
Yeah, you have a lot of clubs
but
that
then
people join.
Make fun of me all the
I
time.
Mean, it's just a lot of membership cards to carry around. My punch card section of my wallet is full of all Dumbbell Hang Snatch Club. Just do a Dumbbell Hang Snatch every day and you're in Blair's Club.
I don't think you were ever a member of the clubs. You just. You just,
they're
like,
open to everyone. All the rules apply is that you got to do one every day and you're in the club.
But you never did. Did you?
I may have. I maybe didn't post it.
Anyways. Alex, what about you?
Yeah, I feel weird calling them like fans too. I feel like they're just like friend, like remote friends that like I haven't met yet. And I've met so many of them this week, like so far this weekend, that it's so cool. Like, there's a lot of remote clients that I've had coaching gymnastics for months and they send videos back and forth. And then, like, they come up to me, I'm like, this is so cool. Like, so many friends. So many, like, friends now are real life that used to be remote friends. But, yeah, for sure, there's, I think, the biggest demand for little tips for mobility or, like, if my elbow's achy and I found out that this really works well for me, if it helps one other person, like, I think it's completely worth posting. Like, in the butt stuff that we started posting, that hashtag butt stuff, that became, like.
Whoa, back it up.
That's, yeah. Like, your squat club, but, like, times a thousand.
Is it just like for building a butt?
Pretty much. So when I hurt my back, the step to like getting healthy was like learning how to use my hamstrings and glutes. I'd never really done that. I was very quad dominant with gymnastics, always hyperextending the back. It's just
switching off the glutes. Switch them off.
Yeah, I never even knew how to use my glutes. Like, it wasn't really a thing I could even control. So I started posting that, and like so many people with back injuries were like, "Oh my gosh, this is really helping me." They're like, do you have a program we can follow? And so many people ask that Keegan just put together a hashtag butt stuff program. And so people, like, sign up for it and they do.
You're the back caught on.
It's hashtag butt stuff monthly.
Once the girls from my gym hear this episode, they're all going to sign up.
Yeah. Blair's not even have to coach anymore.
Yep. I'm perfect. Done.
Just follow
literally,
butt,
so. Like, I didn't used to have a butt. I just had quads. And now, like, it's.
I mean.
Okay, according to Keegan.
She had a butt.
But I didn't know how to use it.
Didn't know how to use it. That's what it was.
But like, yeah. So that's why my back is feeling better, because I'm actually, my back can relax and I'm not just always just using it all the time.
It was a really selfish program designed by Keegan for Keegan.
Right.
Wherein he emphasized.
By a boyfriend for boyfriends.
Posterior. Yeah. So this is mainly a program for all the men out there who have ladies and they need to develop their posterior chain.
So you just convince them they have really bad back pain.
You should try this butt stuff. Yeah.
Oh, babe, are you sure your back's not hurting you?
Well, I also noticed on your Instagram, I went back and I was looking at stuff, is you're a little vulnerable on your Instagram. Like, you talked a little bit about your eating disorder.
Yeah.
You're struggling with that for a long time.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that just a tiny
bit?
Like, where that came from and how you
overcame
it?
Where the eating disorder came from?
Yeah,
or?
And then how you overcame
gymnastics
it?
All day.
Gymnastics, yeah. So sure. I'm, like, just naturally a bigger build, and in club it was fine. Like, you're smaller, obviously, when you're like teenager, but then you go to college and you kind of grow a little bit and you start, you get hips, and I didn't know anything about nutrition, and that was one thing we didn't really have. Like, my nutritionist would be like, oh, you're eating too much protein. I was eating like 30 grams a day. They're like, cut out the skim milk, it's too much protein. So like, I didn't know how to eat. All I knew was like, oh, eat less. So I wasn't eating anything. Obviously you can't lose weight if you're not eating anything. I trained so much. So we'd have like 4 hours of gymnastics. We'd have like weights and stuff and running for like 2 hours. And then I'd go to the gym after that and then do like a couple hours on my own. So I was just training all day, super overtrained. And there came a point where I just like couldn't lose the weight. I was expected to be the same weight as everyone else. And I was like a head taller. And my legs have always been this big, regardless of what I do. So there's a point where I like couldn't get down to the weight I was supposed to be at. So I was like, I can't eat any less because I'm starving. So I would just like eat a little bit and then throw up. And then it got to the point where I was like throwing up like 6-7 times a day. It was bad. All I did, I would like train, go to school.
What would you throw up
between? If I would eat a lot, because I'd be starving. So I would just like eat a handful of food and then like go and throw it up.
I want to throw punch your nutrition.
You do it on purpose.
On purpose, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Because I would be like, oh, like, we didn't never knew when we were getting weight. It was like surprise weigh-ins all the time, so it was bad, but I didn't know. I mean, now knowing how much I have to eat to lose weight, I wish I had known that, but there was no one to tell me that, and I mean, I looked up everything online, and it's just like, eat 1,200 calories, do this cardio, like, fasted cardio all the time. I was like, oh, this is, I'm always fasted. This is like, I'm going to lose so much weight. And it was just always running on fumes, tons of, like, caffeine. It was just, like, Diet Coke, coffee, carrots dipped in mustard.
Like, well, is gymnastics just, like, this really closed circle, like, where they don't let outside influences in to kind of educate?
I just didn't know who to reach out to. And when I was told, like, this is your nutritionist, I was like, oh, this is someone that I go to. Like, I tell them everything I eat, and they tell me, oh, you're eating ketchup? You can't eat ketchup. Okay, I'm never touching ketchup again. So you kind of just take that as, like, the ultimate truth, and you're like, okay, well, they told me I can't eat this anymore, so I'm not going to eat this anymore. Or, like, even I remember having, like, some cereal, and they're like, well, you know, like, how little a half a cup of cereal is? You're eating a cup. Like, you better cut it down to a half a cup. And I was like, that's, like, 90 calories. But I was like, okay, like, I officially can't have more than a serving of cereal at a time. So it just, you don't.
When did that all come to a head and have you had to, like, change the way you ate?
So training for the games in 2014, I was starting to get better. I kind of realized at regionals, if I wanted to be better at CrossFit, I had to eat. And I kind of started hearing all these girls, like, they eat food. Like, they're eating all the time. And if I want to get better, I need to eat too. So I still struggled with it going through the games. And then the year after the games was really the first time when I was healthy and I was, like, trying to eat and I wasn't throwing up anymore. And I wanted to be as good as I could be in CrossFit. So I just, it was a long process, but it was like 9 years.
So you went to the games in 2014.
Yes.
Is that what we're talking about? And then the year after, which is last year.
Like last year, yeah. That would be like the first year where I feel like I was actually healthy.
Wow.
And you got hurt.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah. So it was a long, it wasn't fun for sure. And it definitely controlled me and consumed all my time in college. And that sucks. Like, now that I think about it, I wasted a lot of time with my head in the toilet. That's
how freeing
terrible
is
it
now
it.
To, like, having kind of come on the other side of that? Like,
oh, it's so cool to be able to just eat. And I don't really feel guilty when I eat anymore. And that's, like, a huge, like, I could never really imagine being able to just eat a plate of food and being like, cool, I'm going to go watch TV now. And, like, not stressing about it. And I kind of, like, I won't take that for granted ever. So, but yeah, it was a long time. It was a long time like that.
Psychologically, did you ever have to deal with kind of like body dysmorphia, where what you saw?
Yeah, I look back at my gymnastics videos when my coach was like, you're so fat. And I'd be like, I was so skinny. Like, what was, like, what? But I would, you know, you see what people keep
right.
saying.
Yeah.
And even now, like, on Instagram, where people are like, oh, she's pretty fat. They're like, wow, it doesn't feel great to hear. But I can still see myself for what I am now, as opposed to just like, oh, this person said that, so that's the truth. But yeah, my gymnastics videos, I was so skinny. And I thought I was huge. I thought I was gross.
Wow.
So that's kind of... But.
Well, good on you, man.
Yeah.
Way to come out of it. That's great.
Long process.
For sure. Okay.
Yeah, I know. What's that?
No, that was pretty awesome, though. That's a great story.
Fueled by sadness, Katie.
Katie, how did you
fueled
lose?
Fueled by sadness.
How did
no
you
fan.
Lose 43 pounds?
Right.
Oh, my God.
See how I started that, Katie? It was, like, totally
First
not
of
even
all,
real.
I feel like I was one of the original biggest CrossFitters out there. And I've never dropped a lot of weight. Unlike what Ben says every time I'm anywhere. He, like, walks up to strangers and tells them that.
I'm like, doesn't she look good? And they're all like, yes, she looks great. And I'm like,
I
she
very
lost
much
43
unlag.
Pounds.
Shut up. Unlike Alex, I had no awareness of my own body through high school or college, really. I didn't understand that I was up or down in weight, so whatever. My body's been pretty much looked the same. I definitely gained, like, the freshman 15 in college, but I was also a vegetarian and moving away from home for the first time, so I didn't think I really knew how to eat. But
did you eat, like, a lot of variety of vegetables or just, like, a few vegetables?
No, I ate a lot of – I liked vegetables. I didn't like protein substitutes. Like, I hated tofu, and so it was, like, hard to find protein.
Oh, we're sponsored, like, by tofu. We'll have to edit that
right.
portion out.
I'm sure you are. Silk and tofu.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Beep.
Oops. I hate – yeah. Yeah. But no, I didn't have that type of thing. But I think that was the cool thing about CrossFit is that a lot of women have got to change their own body image. I love that. I love being getting messages from women being like, oh, like, I love following you, or I love watching posts because you're like a real size person, or I'm as tall as you, and or I weigh what you weigh, or my legs are big, whatever. They can suddenly see that that's just as, you know, should be embraced just like any other body type, you know?
Yeah, I was going to mention this back when you guys were talking about some of your fans. I feel like women that follow CrossFitters, they look up to their athletes almost as role models, whereas I feel like the men look up to their athletes just as fans, you know?
Yeah, that could be.
Oh, I've never even thought about that before.
Because I feel like, I mean, the people that I talk to that are men that are out there, they're always enamored with whoever is the best.
Yeah.
Right? Whoever's, like, coming up or whatever. But the girls, they follow people for completely different reasons.
She has purple hair. I have purple hair.
Yeah.
I love her.
Besties. Remote bestie. That is hilarious, but it's kind of true. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, okay, you know, Katie is a bigger athlete. She looks like a real person.
Right.
She's my favorite.
Right.
Like, I want to follow what she does. Guys don't do that. You know, I feel like there's a lot, it's a lot cooler of a relationship that you guys have than I think a lot of the male athletes have.
I think that can be true. I think it can also switch where girls can get catty. And so the cool thing about this sport and community is that that hasn't happened. I hope it never does. But I know that it's really easy to also be like, ew, like, look at that girl. She's so whatever. And you can hear that in different, whatever, maybe not athletic communities, but I'm so thankful that it doesn't get that way where you're like looking at top level games athletes and hating on their, you know, amazing physiques because, oh yeah, well, I feel like she just cheats. And it's like, no, you're like, wow, that's the epitome of our sport and what a cool thing. And I would love to be able to get at a fraction of that fitness.
Very cool. So if people want to follow you guys as you go your own separate ways over the next couple of weeks, but they want to follow your journey and maybe stay up to date on whether or not you guys are going to do a reunion show, how do they follow you guys?
Instagram is No Pants LaChance.
Not easy to forget.
Yeah. Yeah.
My Instagram is Katie Hogan 777. And then what's our YouTube? No Pants Side Pony Experience.
Yeah.
Go to that YouTube. So watch all our old videos from the past couple months.
All right, archive footage. You guys want to follow us, we're at BTB Podcast on Instagram, Beyond_Barbell on Twitter, and BTB Podcast on Snapchat. It's a lot of like sneak peeks and behind the scenes stuff that our Crash production crew has been putting together. Right, did we snap any of this, guys?
Yeah, did we snap anything? We did not.
No,
we did not.
Just dropping
fired.
The ball.
Nothing has been snapped.
Unbelievable.
I don't know. Don't follow that story.
Make sure you guys go to iTunes and subscribe to the podcast. It'll come straight to your phone.
While you're there, subscribe to ours.
Yeah, go to No Pants Side Pony Experience and maybe
give us both a 5-star rating.
Giving them a 5-star rating.
Yeah, give us a good rating. A rating.
Thumbs up.
Yes, you do, Katie. Like a perfect score.
Yeah, you guys have a 500 Fran time on the iTunes ratings.
I think Mark Bell said he's the only one with a 500 Fran time.
It's true.
Yeah. All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thank you, guys. Good talking to you.
Bye.
Bye.